Sexton gazed out now at his audience, his eyes locking in, his voice growing solemn. "We all need to be aware, however, that the biggest obstacle to privatization of NASA is not laws, but rather it is public perception. Most Americans still hold a romanticized view of the American space program. They still believe NASA is a necessary government agency."
"It's those goddamn Hollywood movies," one man said. "How many NASA saves the world from a killer asteroid movies can Hollywood make, for Christ's sake? It's propaganda."
The plethora of NASA movies coming out of Hollywood, Sexton knew, was simply a matter of economics. Following the wildly popular movie Top Gun, a Tom Cruise jet pilot blockbuster that played like a 2-hour advertisement for the U.S. Navy, NASA realized the true potential of Hollywood as a public relations powerhouse. NASA quietly began offering film companies free filming access to all of NASA's dramatic facilities, launch pads, mission control, training facilities. Producers, who were accustomed to paying enormous on-site licensing fees when they filmed anywhere else, jumped at the opportunity to save millions in budget costs by making NASA thrillers on free sets. Of course, Hollywood only got access if NASA approved the script.
"Public brainwashing," a Hispanic grunted. "The movies aren't half as bad as the publicity stunts. Sending a senior citizen into space? And now NASA is planning an all-female shuttle crew, all for publicity."
Sexton sighed, his tone turning tragic.
"True. And I know I don't have to remind you what happened back in the 80s, when the Department of Education was bankrupt and cited NASA as wasting millions that could be spent on education. NASA devised a PR stunt to prove NASA was education-friendly. They sent a public school teacher into space." Sexton paused. "You all remember Krista McAuliffe."
The room fell silent.
"Gentlemen," Sexton said, stopping dramatically in front of the fire, "I believe it is time Americans understood the truth for the good of all our futures. It's time Americans understand that NASA is not leading us skyward, but rather is stifling space exploration. Space is no different than any other industry, and keeping the private sector grounded verges on a criminal act. Consider the computer industry, in which we see such an explosion of progress that we can barely keep up from week to week. Why? Because the computer industry is a free market system. It rewards efficiency and vision with profits. Imagine if the computer industry were government run. We would still be in the dark ages. We're stagnating in space. We should put space exploration into the hands of the private sector where it belongs. Americans would be stunned by the growth, jobs, and realized dreams. I believe we should let the free market system spur us to new heights in space. If elected, I will make it my personal mission to unlock the doors to the final frontier and let them swing wide open."
Sexton lifted his snifter of cognac.
"My friends, you came here tonight to decide if I am someone worthy of your trust. I hope I am on the way to earning it. In the same way it takes investors to build a company, it takes investors to build a presidency. In the same way corporate stockholders expect returns, you as political investors expect returns. My message to you tonight is simple. Invest in me, and I will never forget you. Ever. Our missions are one and the same."
Sexton extended his glass toward them in a toast.
"With your help, my friends, soon I will be in the White House, and you will all be launching your dreams."
Only 15 feet away, Gabrielle Ashe stood in the shadows, rigid. From the den came the harmonious clink of crystal snifters and the crackle of the fire.